Greetings, my friend, from around the world. I want to welcome you to the room, the prayer room. Welcome to this time of prayer, this time of preaching, this time going before the Lord and taking all of our cares and burdens and laying them on the altar. The song asks the question the songwriter did: must Jesus bear all the burdens alone? Must he bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, is the answer to that question. There is a cross for everyone, and there is a cross for you and me. And once we understand that we have a cross to bear in this world, in this earthly vessel that we have only for a time period, for one day we're going to leave this body behind. And it's going to be buried into a grave, a cold, dark place where there is no life. And our spirit, our soul, are going to go on to be with the Lord. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in this hour, as we enter the prayer room to pray, this is your time to lay all of your burdens and your cares on the altar. To give your heart, your life, and your soul to the Lord, and to ask Him to forgive you of all of your sins, of your righteous thoughts and deeds, so that when He calls for you, when He comes for you, you will be ready to answer Him when He calls. This is the time to do it. You cannot wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you. You can't wait till tonight. You can't wait until you get yourself together. You can't wait till you stop drinking or smoking or getting high or fornicating or committing adultery or stealing, robbing, killing, whatever it is that you're guilty of doing. You cannot wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. The only time that we have is right now. So right now, while you have time, while you have the activity of your lungs, while you have the activity of your brain, before you find that someone you know is brain dead and they can't call upon the Lord any longer, or they're comatose and they cannot call upon the name of the Lord, while you have time, this is the time to come to the Lord, to fall on your face before Him and cry out to Him for forgiveness, for healing, for victory, for recovery, for salvation. Today is the day. Now is the accepted time. Come to Jesus while you can still do it, while you still have time. This is the prayer room, and we're calling upon the name of the Lord right now, crying out and interceding for souls that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We've reached the end of another week. The end of another mile's journey. It was the grace and the favor of God that brought us this far. No one would have been able to bring us from that point that we were at a week ago to this point where we are today. It was the grace, the mercy of God. It was God that gave us what we need so we could make this journey. It has been difficult. It has been long. It has been hard. For so many, they looked up and it was midnight and they wondered if they could survive until the morning hour. And yet you're here today. You're here. You're able to make another choice. And this time, a choice that will cause you to live and not die. To put down the guns. To do the right thing at the right time. Always and forever. And I'm calling upon the name of the Lord in your behalf right now. I'm praying and interceding for you. Sinner, come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Come to Him now while you yet have time. Every weekend in the city of Chicago, in the city of New York, in the city of Los Angeles, in the city where you are, people are dying And they did not put themselves in that position knowing that they were going to leave this world and not have another opportunity to cry out to God. Gunfire is being shot in streets and schools and places where you go to work, and people are dying. There are earthquakes in diverse places, floods, there are tsunamis, tornadoes, there are events that are natural and there are events that are supernatural. And it is time to call upon the Lord while you have a chance that you might be saved, redeemed, and set free from the powers of darkness, and you can come into the kingdom of changed, transformed, and made brand new by the power of God. Come to Jesus. Come to Him now. Oh, I know you've heard His name called throughout your years. You've seen the church steeple. You've seen the people going to church every Sunday. And you know that there are hypocrites among them. And maybe it's the hypocrisy of a brother, the hypocrisy of a mother, the hypocrisy of a friend, the hypocrisy of a preacher that has turned your stomach sour. And you don't want to hear that anymore. But I tell you, one day you will stand before the Almighty God. You will stand before the righteous judge of the universe, and you will have to answer to Him. You heard the preacher preach. You saw the missionary on the street. You saw the tracks that were strewn on the ground, and you stepped on them and kicked them and said, I don't want to hear that. But one day, the Bible says every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I'm going to pray for you, O sinner. I pray that right now you will humble yourself, that you will come to God, empty out your pockets and empty out your heart. Throw away the cigarettes, throw away the drugs, throw away the anger and the hatred and the wrath and the vengeance. Throw it away. Ask God to rid it out of your heart, to purge you from all unrighteousness and sin, that you may be acceptable in His sight. It's a miracle. It's a transformation that's a miraculous miracle from God when a person is born again of the Spirit of God. This is not a religion. It is a relationship with God in heaven, because of His Son, Christ Jesus. And if you want to know by way of analogy what that is like, that transformation, just think about the caterpillar. He goes through the earth, ugly, nasty, crawling, chewing on leaves. Most people don't like caterpillars. But one day, God speaks to that caterpillar, and He tells him to go. Spin yourself a cocoon. And stay there until I call you out. And one day God calls him out, and he comes out of that place where he's been hidden for so long. And he comes out, he breaks through, and there he is, a beautiful monarch butterfly. And he takes wings and he takes flight, and his whole nature has been changed. His appetite has been changed. He's been given wings so he can fly. And people look upon that monarch butterfly and they say, oh, how beautiful that is to behold. My friend, that's what God wants to do for you today. He wants to transform your life so that you too can take flight like a beautiful monarch butterfly. Come unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and be saved. That's the cry that God is giving to you today. Ho, all ye that thirst, come to the water and drink. Drink water, drink, and you don't have to pay the price. Just drink of the fountain that never shall run dry. That fountain being Christ Jesus. Let's bow our heads and let us pray. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for this people as they listen today at this noon hour for prayer. I pray that you would touch every heart and draw every individual near to thee. I pray for the young, the old, the rich, the poor, the sick, the infirmed. It makes no difference what the condition is of their life. It makes no difference their geographical location. It makes no difference what they have in the bank or what they don't have in the bank. All that matters is that they come to you humbly, confessing and forsaking their sins and turning their hearts and lives over to you so that you can transform them and make them brand new by the power of God. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch them indelibly. Lord, that you would come into the room where they are right now, that you would wash them in the blood of Jesus, the blood, the righteous blood of Jesus that was shed from the foundation of the earth. You came into this world to save sinners. The Apostle Paul said, of which I am chief. Come on now into the room where the people are assembled right now. Come on in, O God, where they're listening. Come in, O God, where they're seeking you and they want to be delivered. They don't want to be bound by alcohol and drugs anymore. They don't want to pick up another cancerous cigarette and smoke it anymore. They don't want to be bound by marijuana and other drugs. They don't want to be substance abusers, God. They want to be free. They want to be free. I cry out, O God, at this noon hour for this people, that you would set them free by the power of God, that you would transform their lives and make them brand new, that you would wash them in your blood, that you would forgive them for every deed, every thought, for all the iniquity of their heart, their life, O God, and that you would bring them into the kingdom of God, accepting them as your own. I ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, and for your glory, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you're not saved, I have prayed for you already. But the scripture says in Romans 10 and 9 that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So what I want you to do right now is open up your mouth and say, oh God, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior this day. I repent of all of my sins, my evil thoughts and wicked deeds. I ask you to forgive me, and I pray that you would transform my life right now, that you would save me and accept me into your kingdom. Pray that prayer. Pray it from your heart. Believe every word of that prayer. And if you do, and you have done that, this moment, this hour, this second, all the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you because you are now a part of the people of God, a part of the kingdom of God, a part of the family of God. And I just want to say, welcome to the family of God. Amen and amen. You can join me in this room every day at noon and we can pray together. You can send in your prayer request. All you have to do, if you're a part of the Daniel Fast 100 Facebook group, you can put in your prayer request. You can privately message me. Put in your prayer request. You can do that on Facebook. We are Facebook Live right now in Michelle's Live Audio Room on the Daniel Fast 100 Facebook group. If you're listening to this on my podcast,
healing scriptures or mornings with Michelle, then you can message me there and I will pray for you. Whatever the case may be, though I know not your name and I don't know your location, God knows. He sees, He knows, and He cares. And your name is now written down in heaven. Bless you today. I admonish you to continue to reading the Word of God. If you haven't begun, we're currently studying the book of Proverbs. We're doing the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 all the way to 31, marking the days of December and the last month of 2021, getting ready for a new year. If you want to know how to prepare for the new year, get the wisdom of Proverbs down in your heart, and it will prepare you to live a life more victoriously than you have in the past. God bless you now. This is all for now. I'm praying for you. You stay strong in the Lord until we meet again in the prayer room, Daniel Fast 100 Facebook group. God bless you.